The government spending watchdog, the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council, is beating a familiar drum in its latest advisory to government. Don't break spending rules that limit the annual increase in net spending to more than 5%. It's a warning and a rule not heeded by government in its last two budgets. But, says IFAC, while the economy is strong, Ireland's infrastructure has been stretched, and it's not the time for the everything now approach of cutting taxes and increasing current and capital spending all at once. Professor Michael McMahon is the acting chairperson of the Fiscal Advisory Council. Good morning, Professor McMahon. We have full employment. By your own assessment in IFAC, we have a strong economy. We also have people struggling with cost of living issues. So isn't now the perfect time to give people a break? If not now, when?
Well, so the flip side of being very supportive of the economy in the really tough times like during COVID, when the whole economy was suffering, is that you have to add less to demand in the good times. Now, that's not to say that nobody is struggling today, and there is, within the government's own rules, there is absolutely capacity to support whichever groups of people the government chooses to make its priority. The government has a net spending rule. So if they choose to spend more in one area, then they can, you know, accommodate that by not, you know, giving away to people who are not struggling. They can sort of target the support at the sectors that they deem most in need.
Are you accusing the government, and you did this, I think, last December, in fact, of a repeat of fiscal gimmickry, I think you called it, when you were giving your response to Budget 2024?
Yeah, so fiscal gimmickry is a technical term that's used by people who study this type of thing. It basically just says, you know, shifting definitions of things, or, for instance, introducing a new category of what the government have called windfall capital spending. Now, we acknowledge in this report, as we have done over many years, that there is a huge need for capital investment. It's very difficult to do in a tight economy, but there is a clear need for it. But windfall capital spending is the same as other capital spending, and therefore it should be accounted for as such and should count towards the rules. Changing the definition of it for just to take it out of their own rules is not transparent and not helpful for the process of assessing budgetary positions.
Strike the balance for me then, if you will, between that capital investment, investment in healthcare, and also targeting increases and budgetary increases to those that need them most.
Well, so again, this is it's not for me, unelected, to make exactly the choices that they would make. But so, for instance, on capital investment, it is incredibly difficult, given how tight our construction sector is, to get some large construction projects through. But there are still things that the government can absolutely do to, you know, support the process, to support the private sector, easing regulation. That could cost no money. But then there are other projects where they could say, if they can find them, projects where they're importing the investment goods and they're not contributing to the overheating of the domestic economy. That's on the capital side. As I said, if they choose that they want to support, if they were to pick the lowest 20 mm-hmm. or 30% of the economy, then what they could do is they can fund that by not giving tax cuts to the higher earners, who in general have done reasonably well out of the last few years.
We're expecting the summer economic statement, I think, in sometime in July. But just looking ahead to that budget 2025 and maybe what it is we know at this stage, there have been indications from Michael McGrath that we will perhaps see this time round permanent changes rather than those one-off measures we saw last year in response to high inflation, high energy costs and so on. Would you support permanent changes?
Permanent changes that have a stable and well-projected sort of funding base are absolutely allowed. And it's not for me to say which are desirable or not, but it's the sustainability that matters. So one of our issues has always been that things that are declared as one-off but then repeated year after year essentially sort of make it difficult to say whether or not these are included in the main budgetary numbers that we have to think about how we finance. So absolutely, if the government chooses to do that and that's their policy, that's absolutely doable within their own rules, but they have to also think about the revenue side. And on the revenue side, our concern now, as it has been, as the government acknowledges, is the extent of concentration of our taxes. 43% of our corporation tax, which has been bringing in huge amounts of revenue in the last few years, 43% was paid by just three firms in 2022. And our income tax is also concentrated. 20% of the highest earners pay 80% of the income tax revenue. They work in the same sectors and in some cases the same firms. So we are incredibly exposed to sectoral or firm-specific slowdowns, which would take what currently looks like a very healthy fiscal position. And we have a position that is the envy of other countries. But that could change very quickly, which is why we say that now is the time to show restraint, to be able to provide the greatest support in tougher times, which, and we know in economics, tougher times do come. We don't know exactly when they'll come, but they will come.
Michael McGrath, in response to your commentary, is pointing to steady and prudent approach to managing the public finances. He says public debt is down 16 billion. They've delivered cumulative budget surpluses of just on 17 billion over the last 2 years, a further 8.5 billion forecast this year. Best performing economy in the EU. He's not accepting what you say.
So. As I said, we have a very strong position, and that is not denied by us and certainly not denied by the government. But if we strip out what both ourselves and the government and the Department of Finance agree is excess corporation tax that has nothing to do with the domestic economy, the government has run, the Irish government has will have run 19 years of continuous deficit. At some times that was absolutely warranted, like in tough times of COVID. Now we are in as strong a position as we have been for a long time. Now, if we're not going to run the underlying surpluses now to be ready for the next downturn, then I don't know when we are. So again, the government has done great stuff in setting up the Future Ireland Fund. This is a great way to manage some of these corporation tax receipts. But the plan for next year is to take the excess, but only about half of it and save and half spend now. Given how strong the economy is, there's not the time for loose budgetary policy and adding to demand, but they can still pick their projects and support their priority areas within that rule.
All right, you were listening there to Professor Michael McMahon, the acting chairperson of the Fiscal Advisory Council.